Updating you live with the region's latest news. This is Cork's 103 FM.
Good morning, I'm Deborah Culhan. The Minister for Housing and Urban Renewal, Mr Robert Molloy TD, has announced an allocation of £8.6 million towards housing aid for the elderly. The Cork area is to receive £650,000 of this. The grant is to allow for essential repairs and heating to be installed in elderly people's homes. 332 homes were repaired in the Cork area. Minister Molloy said the grant meant local employment and more comfortable homes for the elderly.
The overall allocation for the country will be double what it was back in 1997. For the Southern Health Board area, the allocation would be over £1 million. Cork would get about 55-60% of what's going into the Southern Health Board area. The purpose of the scheme is to help elderly people living alone to be able to stay in their houses, to have essential repairs carried out so the house is made comfortable for elderly people. And 2 years ago, we added a provision of heating systems for elderly people living alone. Last year, 332 were in the Cork area. These are out of jobs so that elderly people will be comfortable in their homes.
The National Roads Authority has revealed that an alarming number of young drivers are involved in serious accidents. The road accident fatality rate is much higher for males aged between 18 and 24 than females at the same age. Mr. Trace of the National Roads Authority said that young males were found to be 83% responsible for fatal accidents in which they were involved and 55% responsible for minor accidents.
The first finding we had was that young drivers seemed to be involved in a disproportionate number of accidents. People between the ages of 18 and 24 are much more likely than any other age category to be involved or killed in a road traffic accident over the period which we studied, which was 1996 to 2000. Young males were much more likely than young females to be involved in accidents, especially fatal accidents. Young drivers were responsible for a higher proportion of accidents. They were responsible for about 55% of accidents they were involved in, and they were to be found responsible for 83% of fatal accidents which they were involved.
Mr. Joe Walsh, TD, Minister for Agriculture, Food and Rural Development, has launched a customer service action plan for his department. £1,000 million are paid out to customers of the department each year. In West Cork, payments are made in premia, headage, farm investment and building schemes. The minister committed himself to ensuring that customers are consulted with courteously, queries are dealt with efficiently and payments made out correctly and on time.
The Department of Agriculture are a very important department as far as their customers are concerned. They pay direct payments to farmers of about £1,000 million per annum. In West Cork, farmers get very, very substantial payments in premia, in headage, in a range of payments for on-farm investment schemes, for farm buildings. I'm very conscious of this and I have now prepared a customer service action plan. And it's very important when they're dealing with sections of the department that they're dealt with courteously and they're dealt with efficiently and that the money that's due to them is paid on time and in the correct amount.
A survey carried out by Excellence Ireland has revealed that customers of Irish banks are the least happy in Europe. The survey revealed that Irish retail banking saw a drop in overall satisfaction of 2 index points. Finland was the best performing country. Customer services manager Andrew Hallisey said there was a significant gap between what customers were expecting of their banks and what customers were receiving. Mr. Hallisey said that banks needed to reinvent ways they deliver satisfaction to their customers.
Retail banking saw a 2-point drop in overall satisfaction from 71 index points to 69. And this essentially reflects a drop in overall satisfaction from consumers of retail banks throughout the country. At the moment, it looks like Ireland would be more or less bottom of the barrel. Best performing countries would be Finland. We also found there was a significant gap between what customers are expecting of their banks and the actual value that they're receiving. Banks need to look and reinvent ways in which they are satisfying and delivering value to their customers. Whether it's West Cork or whether it's Dublin, I think the issue is very much still the same.
And that's the news in West Cork this Thursday morning. The time now is 10 minutes past 11.